Hi, I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Today, we'll get to know a 16-year-old violinist named Audrey Wallace. Audrey is homeschooled, and she's the oldest of five siblings. When I spoke with Audrey last week, she said the entire family had just returned from a backpacking trip in Utah. It's one of their favorite activities together as a family. Audrey, though a violinist, started playing piano a couple of years ago. But as a member of the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, she spends most of her time with the violin. Now, like most of the kids I talk with for this show, I wanted to know how Audrey got started playing the violin.
Well, none of my family plays any instruments, so it didn't start with my family or even anybody that I knew. Like, I didn't know anybody who played instruments. We would listen a lot to the Columbia Minstrels when I was little. Like, that was our dance music, so there were a lot of violins and that. So I think that's where I first heard violins, and I was like, oh, that sounds so fun. I want to do that. But yeah, really the only connection we had with music was in church when we would sing. That's it. But one day, so we used to run these garage sales at my grandparents' house when we lived there, and all of us kids would like run around the garage sale. We loved it, and our mom would run it. And one time, one of my mom's friends came to the garage sale, and I had heard from my mom that she taught the violin. I didn't know her. I'd never met her before. And I was a really shy little girl, like so shy. My mom said I used to just stare at people and I wouldn't talk to them. But when this lady came and I knew that she played the violin, I just walked up to her in the middle of her having a conversation and was like, excuse me, can you teach me violin? And I don't know why I did that, because I really didn't know anything about violin. I just knew I really wanted to play it for some reason. So she was like, oh, I'm sure we can figure something out. And then, yeah, she became my first teacher.
Wow. So it wasn't even like you went to a concert and saw a whole section of violin. Wow.
No, I don't think I ever saw a violin until I got one.
Okay, so you desperately want to start learning to play the violin. You find a woman at a garage sale who can teach you violin. So you must be like, so excited. And then you pick up the violin, and was it like, oh, or did you take to it right away?
Well, yeah, it was harder than I thought. I didn't really have a concept of like what music was. I thought you could just like do it, you know, without learning it, I guess. So learning it was a struggle, but I had a really good teacher who made it really, really fun. I did it for about 3 years. And then I started wanting to quit because I was in the intermediate stage where, like, I wasn't very good at all, but I knew the basics and it was just now hard, like really hard. So I really wanted to quit. I did not like it in the middle, but at the beginning, I think it was just fun. I really loved it for at least 3 years. So
that part where you wanted to quit, why didn't you quit? What made you stick with it?
Only my mom, nothing else. Not my self-will. I wanted to quit. My mom was like, no, we're sticking you in this. You have to learn to stick with something hard and work hard, and it will be really, really beneficial for you in the future. And she was right. So she made me stick with it for probably like 2 years, and then I started liking it again.
Why did it become fun again?
I just like got over the learning hump, I guess. There was just a weird period where I wasn't enjoying it as much. I did a couple summer camps that summer for violin, and that made it more fun because I had a couple friends. But yeah, I think also as soon as I got also a little bit more advanced, I was able to play more things, especially by ear, and that made it more creative and enjoyable.
I'm Audrey Wallace, and I'm 16 years old.
Now, I understand that you love to read and read kind of heady topics like history. and philosophy and theology. And I've got to ask, you know, you're 16 years old. What is it that interests you about these particular topics?
I'm interested in philosophy and theology because I want to know what I believe and why I believe it, and not just, I don't know, kind of wonder about things and not investigate them. So this year we've done a lot of like Greek and Roman theology and reading a lot of the classics. And it's just really interesting to see like how all those books have shaped our culture now as I see it. And yeah, I just find it all fascinating.
So if it is an overstatement to say that reading these heady books helps you figure out who you are?
Yes, kind of. And what and why we are the way we are, like our society, because a lot of those books have shaped how the great thinkers have like seen the world. So
are there any particular, you know, we're talking about how great thinkers see the world and some of the issues that, you know, we've dealt with over millennia. Is there anything on your mind these days, any social issues or any causes or anything that you feel particularly passionate about?
One thing that like reading these sorts of books and these dialogues, like especially dialogues between like Roman and Greek thinkers, it's made me want to see us change the way that we communicate with each other as a culture. Like social media, especially, I've noticed there's just so many ways to communicate improperly and to not have very good dialogue. And so I think I would love to see better dialogue in our society around topics that are really important. And that goes like for all topics, like political and justice. And yeah, that's one thing it's made me think about.
I love that. That is 16-year-old violinist Audrey Wallace. And she is already thinking about her future. She tells me she wants to become a music teacher, which honestly makes me so happy. To learn more about Audrey, I'd like to invite you to visit our website, allclassical.org. Just look for the link that says Our Programs. In that On Deck section of our website, you'll be able to listen to previous episodes of the show as well. And by the way, On Deck is now available as a podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So now you can subscribe to On Deck. I'm Krista Wessel, and I thank you for joining me. Please come back next Saturday at 5 for the next On Deck with Young Musicians. Thank you.